This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is a live copyrighted presentation. And now it's time for Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks sitting to my right without Cal Hunter and Todd Kunin. The boys are out playing, and Todd Kunin says he is out shooting a commercial. I think he is sitting and tanning out at the beach somewhere. I do not believe him. Cal, get better. Cal is a little bit under the weather. He is our fearless leader. Those of you who are just joining us, we love having Cal. He is a touch under the weather. And you know what? That, look, he can have a day off, Denise. We're going to let him have a day off, don't you think?
I think he deserves a day off.
Yeah, well, so we're going to give him a day off. Thank you, Seth Mann, for being here and taking care of us in the control room. And most important, thank you, Chris O'Sullivan, back in Dallas at USA Radio. We are, that's kind of the headquarters that shoots all of our information out to the world. Thank you again, Chris. You've been a great help. You know what? We're going to have a lot of fun here. Remember, Radio Law Talk is by far the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative radio show on earth, other than the really fun, entertaining, and really informative alien shows. Now, the alien shows are always, I say, the best to listen to late at night in Nevada while you're crossing the desert. Around 1 o'clock a.m., your car's breaking down, and it's a storm. That's the best time to listen to the alien shows. But other than that, we're probably the best show out there. That's our opinion. We're going to have a lot of fun. If you want to talk to us, you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Or you can go to our website and listen live at www.radiolawtalk.com. And thank you very much for the emails. And let me tell you, as the host, I'm a little offended. And I'm going to tell you why I'm a little offended. Every time we get emails, they're always saying what a great job Denise and Todd does. And so I clearly think that I am second fiddle, even though my name is on the front of Radio Law Talk. They love Denise. She's intelligent and smart. And Todd, he's just a hoot. I mean, Todd has cats and lives at home and he's single. And so for him, it's a much a greater life. But for me, I'm just a little boring and I just like to talk. But hey, you know what, Denise, we talked about this earlier. Radio Law Talk's growing so fast, and I know we're bragging about ourselves, pat ourselves on the back. We're so happy that we have new affiliates. We have two new affiliates I want to thank. WPLZ, it's called Noga Radio, 92.7 and 95.3 FM out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And why is Tennessee important?
Because Todd used to live there, and he's a former prosecutor from Tennessee.
Todd, one of our other co-hosts who is shooting a commercial today, is actually a former prosecutor for the district attorney's office in Tennessee. And welcome, WTBG 95.3, Brownsville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining. Nice. I mean, I don't know. This just happens. Tennessee just jumped on board, and we're excited to be in Tennessee because now Todd can give us some good, fun Tennessee stories. He always got a good Tennessee story and about law. And it's great as a prosecutor. He's got these cool stories. So when he's back, and he's going to be back after a few weeks because he's shooting commercials. He's famous, unlike us. But we're going to talk about aviation laws today, Denise, because I'm going to tell a story, not yet, but it's interesting that these aviation laws, you got to know a little bit about, what happens if your flight gets canceled? What happens if you get booted? What happens if you are delayed for a long period of time? There's certain laws on that, and we're going to talk about that. First settlement in the Boeing airplane accidents in Indonesia. We're going to talk about that. We're talking about the NCAA athletes being paid, if that's what you think is good or bad. California's kind of pushing that, and some other states are too.
They are.
And I have a little bit of insight because I know NFL players and I know some NCAA both NCAA and some NBA players. And then Denise is here. It's very important to talk about Adele and her divorce. She's got a divorce coming up. We're going to discuss that. Bill O'Reilly wins his defamation lawsuit. We're going to get into that. But the most important thing we talk about with Seth Madden sitting there is the infamous and most famous, those of you in Tennessee will learn to love, Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Yeah, tell us about Case or No Case. What this is our producer will give us a scenario. And the case is going to be either true or false. He's not going to tell us. He either made it up or it's something that really occurred. And then Denise and I have to determine whether or not what the outcome was on the case. And then if that comes about and we do well, we get points. And the winner of the 50 after 50 points is Donna Hunter's famous spaghetti. And I can't wait to eat her famous spaghetti.
Well, that was last year.
Oh, we're not doing spaghetti. We're doing the
steak
dinner.
Dinners.
Steak dinners. Okay.
Oh, that's a real upgrade.
Yeah. That's a real,
no.
Oh,
no.
No, Donna's spaghetti is really good. So.
Donna's such a great cook.
Go ahead, cow.
Wow.
Go ahead, non-cow.
Cow. Non-cow. Okay. So I'll take you to a beautiful little state on the East Coast, New Jersey.
Okay.
Okay. It was a woman that lived in the great state of New Jersey. She went to law school. She wanted to be a lawyer when she grew up. She graduated law school. She passed the bar, became an attorney. And after she became an attorney, she started gambling. And she developed a gambling addiction. Okay? So this addiction caused her to lose her house. She stopped eating. She stopped sleeping.
Maybe I should start gambling. If I stop eating, I think I'm going to start gambling now.
It's a good diet to get on, I guess.
Denise isn't laughing at that one.
No.
She lost her her inherited family home. She was about $60,000 in debt. And she decided to sue the casinos for causing her addictions. Case or no case?
Who do you want to start?
Is there a year?
There is not a year. Let's go with Frederico.
The answer is that a case?
That's the question, actually.
I think the question is that foreseeable, first of all, is an issue of that someone would lose their house and have an issue with addictions. Yes, that's foreseeable because people do have that. Are they going to be liable? By the way, there's a couple of issues I want to mention. If it's an Indian gaming facility, by the way, it is under different laws. Those of you out there think, oh yeah, I'm going to sue them, but if it's an Indian gaming, they're like their own country. They're like their own entity, and you can't just go sue them under state court, usually. So I don't think it's that simple. But this is a typical scenario that I've heard. I think this is a pure fake case. So I'm going to say, we only got a minute to go, but I'm going to tell you, I think it's not a real case. I think what you're doing is trying to trick us and just make something up because you don't have cow's nose. And I think that's the reason. So, Denise, I don't want you commenting at this point, but we're going to talk about case or no case later on. Whether or not the person who was a lawyer, that's interesting, they were a lawyer, gambled away their life, and after they gambled away their life, they wanted to sue the casino because they've lost everything. And I think that's going to be an issue. So, anyway, we're going to be back. We're going to talk more about this, and we're going to get into the aviation laws. Call us at 855 Law Radio. We'll be right back after this.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
A tetherball player, but other than that...
I was a prom king.
Oh, you were prom king?
You were prom king.
Were you really?
Yep.
Holy crud.
Yeah. So, I think that... Well, first of all, I have to say this. Seth is the newest attorney in the room. He passed the bar. God went to law school. He passed the bar. And he is now officially an attorney, and we want to congratulate him. And so, I'm going to say that this is actually a case that he learned of in law school.
Oh, or on the bar. Might have been a state bar question.
Well, I don't think so, because I think it was a New Jersey case, and that what happened is that it is a case, the lawyer, and this is the hardest part about it. Does she get monetary relief? I'm not sure. I don't think so. But she does win because New Jersey required the casinos then to start putting money up and ads out and trying to help people with gambling addictions.
They do that for lawyers, too. I know we have that. So you're saying it is a case?
I'm saying it's a case.
And she wins.
Well, I don't know if she wins money.
But she wins
but
somehow.
But she wins because the state does this policy thing. So that now tries to put up a fund for gambling addictions.
Okay, Seth, that's on you.
Okay.
Hold on. What do you think? Tweet us at Radio Law Talk or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com.
So for those of you that said this was a case, raise your hand.
Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I'm a loser. Denise.
Do you want me to play the wrong buzzer for you?
Yeah, give me the wrong. Yeah, I don't want that buzzer. Or give me that. Go to the children's one that says boys are weird or something like that. Go to the kids one.
That's a good one.
Those of you who are listening to us, Seth's playing with this new computer.
Boys are weird.
Yeah, that's
there
a good
we go.
One. There we go.
Okay, so it was a case. It was in New Jersey. And it looks like around 2011, the judge came down. Denise, I'm only going to give you 1 point, though, because she did not win.
But didn't they change the state policy?
I don't know, because this isn't updated, so I could give you half a point for credit for it.
No.
we'll get a point later if it's true that they changed policy. It could be that state Congress changed the policy and it wasn't a state case issue.
So she actually sued. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the judge, short version of the judge's 10-page long legal analysis was no. So
in other words, the judge could have just put no in one page and just says no.
Judge Bum started with a rule that for there to be negligence, the court must find as a matter of law that defendants owed plaintiff a duty.
See, that's what I'm saying. I didn't see that it was foreseeable that they owed – well, it was foreseeable that she would have – you know, a gambling addiction, but not foreseeable that there was, you know...
That she'd lose her house.
Yeah.
And
he said he focused on New Jersey's extraordinary, pervasive, and intensive regulations over virtually every facet of casino gambling. If the state had wanted to impose a duty on casinos to rescue compulsive gamblers from themselves, it would have said so.
Wow. Interesting precedent. Well, thanks, Seth. That means I'm a loser. Appreciate
that was good.
That was case... Or no case. Now we're back at it. So this is, look, we've got to talk about aviation laws, and I'm going to tell you why we're talking about aviation laws. And we understand, I know those of you out there screaming at the radio are saying, well, this is, you got to talk about the impeachment process, what's going on with impeachment, and, you know, whistleblowers and the Trump thing, the thing that's been beat to death, but that is important, and NCAA rules and aviation laws and Adele's divorce and Bill Riley's defamation lawsuit. But we have something more important to talk about. This is the most important thing that has come across. Denise and I have thought about it. We knelt in prayer to make sure that Denise is like, what the heck? To make sure this is what needs to be brought up. Ready for this. Everyone be prepared. I wish you had something. You're not smart enough on the computer. You had something to prepare them for this great news. Stormy Daniels settled her lawsuit. That's another Stormy Daniels case. Yes, I know you out there. You're just dying to hear about Stormy Daniels.
Hang on, I got one.
Got one. Go for it. Okay, there's Stormy Daniels has settled her lawsuit. Again, she's trying to get some money. You know what? I don't know what's going on, but we have to try to figure a way to get her some money. And what happened is in Columbus, Ohio, she apparently went to a bar. Is that correct, Denise?
She went to a strip club.
Okay. And she was arrested because there's these little unknown touching laws in Ohio, in a strip club. I think we need to keep it G-rated. But and I guess the only person you could, this is what's interesting.
Was she just going to work?
I don't know.
No, she was making special appearances in the strip clubs around the nation.
Right,
she actually
money.
Came to Sacramento, yeah. As
like
I pointed out to Todd and Fred at the time that she was going to be in Sacramento.
You didn't tell me where. That's all I know. So, but here's what's interesting. He was just saying, there's a law. The law there says there's. There's touching laws, and there's only so many touches you can do. But here's the best part about it: you could touch your family all you want. So there, that's so I was reading that law. I was like, how does that apply? But you can touch your families in a strip club, but you can't touch other people's.
Right. And so they literally charged her with three misdemeanor counts of illegally touching a patron at the Sirens Gentlemen's Club. And they arrested her on the spot. They arrested her on the spot.
And so she sues.
She sues for a wrongful arrest.
And saying that she was targeted because of they were Trumpers, these people, is what she's claiming. And I'm shocked that she did have a different attorney than her other attorney. What's her other attorney's name? I can't remember. Anyway, she had a new attorney, and they recently settled for $450,000.
And it was four police officers that she sued in that suit. And five officers, including those four, are facing disciplinary measures now.
That's right. Her Avenatti, that's right, is her attorney that they've had so much up and down issues with. But what it comes down to is $450,000 for arresting her for allegedly doing inappropriate touching, which she said she wasn't. And basically this city says, look, we just want to put this behind us and go forward and and do that. It's also, it comes down to what exactly happened. We don't know. But she's getting $450,000, as you said, Denise. She's getting closer to what?
To $500,000, because the last time she did an appropriate touching, she only got $150,000.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, this is important stuff. I know you want to get into the impeachment process. We're going to talk about the impeachment process when we come back. But everybody rest easy. You can sleep tonight. Now you know what the latest with Stormy Daniels is. Because without Stormy Daniels and without, I would say, a couple of other actors and actresses, especially the our famous actor that plays a pirate, and we won't name him, we do not have any cases to talk about. So anyway, we'll be right back after this. Talk about the impeachment process, aviation laws, NCAA athletes. Tweet us at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-0. Again, call 916-BETTER-0 for Accelerate U.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats took their first concrete steps in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump, issuing subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi framed the impeachment inquiry as a somber moment for a divided nation. She said on NBC, "This is no cause for joy." Even Republicans are stepping forward, saying they think it's time to get something done. Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker had this to say.
Based on the stuff that I've read, it's a deeply disturbing situation and circumstance, and I think the proper role and responsibility for Congress at this point is to investigate and get to the bottom of it.
The White House acknowledged that a record of the Trump phone call is now at the center of the impeachment inquiry and has been sealed away in a highly classified system at the direction of Trump's National Security Council lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is a live copyrighted presentation. And now it's time for Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Yeah, you're back with us, the second half of the hour. Fred Penny and Denise Dirks. We're without Cal Hunter and our producer, and we're without Todd Cunin, who says he is out shooting a commercial. I am going to soon go on Twitter when I have some time and show a real picture of what Todd is doing. And so look at our Twitter at Radio Law Talk Twitter, and you will see a real picture of him. Believe me, I'm going to find a meme of an old man sitting on the beach, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to tweet that out and say that's Todd, because I know that's what he's doing. We're going to talk again about impeachment here in a second, but remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Do not, and I repeat, do not use what we say in a court of law or say, look, I know the law. Fred Penny and Denise Dirks said as following. We are not dispensing legal advice. We kind of think we know what we're doing, but do not listen to us when it comes to that. The only time to listen to us is when, Denise? Should they listen to us?
Whenever
or
you
use
need,
us?
Well, you should always use us whenever you're around the water cooler talking about who they are, that they say this or they say that. Or if you need to cite authority for a premise that you've heard on Radio Law Talk, certainly that would make it appropriate for you to cite Radio Law Talk as your authority.
Authority around the dinner table when the in-laws are in town. That's the only time that you can do that. Or a water cooler would be good. And if it's a a coworker that you don't like. And that's when you use it. A coworker you don't like, around the dinner table when you were at the in-laws, or you wanted to shut up your brother or sister during Christmas time at the dinner table. You just say, wait, look, Denise said on Radio Law Talk. It's general topics we're talking about. And if you're bored and you want to go to sleep at night, Denise, we can always go to www.radiolawtalk.com, hit the disclaimers, and just relax and go to sleep. And if the spouse is laying next to you and they can't sleep, just turn it on for them on your iPhone, and they'll go to sleep right away. Better than counting sheep. So we're going to talk about the impeachment process, a little bit about the process, Denise. You were going to discuss basically the process.
Yeah, well, in the history of the United States, there have been two presidents that have been impeached and one president that stepped down when he was facing the impeachment inquiry. The first president that was impeached was Andrew Johnson in 1868. And if you remember, he was the vice president for Abraham Lincoln, and he became president upon the assassination of Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And Abraham Lincoln and Johnson, they had very different beliefs, one from the North, one from the South. And during that time, Congress is trying to push through all of these new laws affecting the rights of colored Americans. And, of course, Johnson didn't believe in that, so he tried to avoid it. So Congress then decided, okay, I'm going to cut back your power. If you were going to fire anybody that's in your cabinets, you have to have it approved of first by the Senate and have a new person approved of before you can fire anybody. So, of course, Johnson decided he was going to test this, and he fired, I believe it was the Secretary of War, and then that caused this huge constitutional crisis. It was really politically motivated. It was not, many people think that Johnson did not do anything illegal. He actually was acting within his authority. But he got all the way through the inquiry to the impeachment complaint itself, and then he went before Senate, and he was impeached by Congress, but the Senate saved him by one vote.
Well, because there's a Senate is two-thirds, is that correct? Where it's majority in the Senate.
Yes.
In the Congress. So, okay, so go ahead. So the issue here that we're talking about is the Trump. Go ahead, and we're going
to... Yeah, I think we have to talk a little bit about the other two because it sets the stage.
Sure, go for it.
We've only had three potentials, right? So then we have Nixon. Nixon purportedly did commit the crimes that he was charged. So he was charged with high crimes and misdemeanor. He was facing impeachment inquiry, and he knew that he had to step down. And so in that process, he stepped down. And they saw that impeachment as a success because he voluntarily stepped down, and they didn't have to finish the impeachment process because the impeachment process divides our country.
And by the way, can I comment on that really
quick?
I stay in the Watergate Hotel when I go back to D.C. because I'm barred in Washington, D.C. And if you go in the hotel and you get in the elevator, there's a sign that says, remember, turn off the recorder. So you've never done that. Go. If you ever go to D.C., I'm going to go look at all the sites. You got to go to the Watergate Hotel and look at the elevators and read that and take a picture of it.
And remember, the crimes for Nixon were against the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. So that's something to remember, and that also helps to frame what we're talking about now. Clinton, that arose out of Starr's investigation of him, and it was like a real property deal that went bad while he was mayor or governor or something of Arkansas, and the investigation just got so out of hand that he was brought up on impeachment charges for perjury.
A government investigation got out of hand?
Yeah.
You should have a saying for that. Forget about it. You thought, where's that little kid saying? There's got to be something about that. Oh, that's anecdotal. Go ahead.
No, you're all morons.
That is anecdotal.
Oh, yeah. It is. All right.
Yeah, that's so true. So with Clinton, he eventually got impeached for lying about his relationship with Monica Lewinsky. And at the time, it was like very similar to what's going on now, to where it's a political issue, but it was a crime to commit perjury, and he was impeached by Congress and again saved by the Senate, and he was reelected too during that process.
Right, because what happens is first Congress investigates, then the House votes. That's only by majority. It's just a simple majority. But then the third step is Senate. It's got to be a two-thirds supermajority vote, and that's where it usually dies.
That's where it usually dies. In the difference here, you know, although they're both allegedly crimes that were committed by the president.
Allegations.
Allegedly, crimes and allegations at this point. It's just now it steps across the line a little bit more because now we're talking about involvement by foreign nationals and or governments in potentially the 2020 election, and also implies some very serious security concerns.
Now, here's the interesting thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Denise, because this is my question. And again, we're politically neutral here. Forget about the Trump issue. Pretend it's a Democrat. Pretend whoever's in there, Obama. The question I wondered about is, you have your Secret Service and your special CIA people that are right next to you as the president, that everything comes out. Let's assume something was done wrong. I worry about, Denise, them going out and talking about what they overhear. And I know Democrats are, he's doing something. That's not the issue as to what he did right or wrong. The question is, does a CIA agent that is working for the White House, for the president, in his, like in his inner circle, should he go out or she go out and go tell everybody what's going on?
Well, that didn't happen here.
What happened?
We had a whistleblower statute that protects our intelligence people where they can then make a complaint and try to get those kind of things in a formal manner. And it goes through a formal process through the intelligence agencies first before it ever goes anywhere else. It's quiet.
But I agree. But the issue is, this is a CIA agent, apparently. Again, it's still conjecture. If this is a CIA agent, or let's say it's even one of the security people that is in with the president in his inner circle, do we want all that stuff coming out? Let's assume it's not even this happened. Something else happened, and then it becomes a political issue. Is what do we reveal this? Can the president now, the next president, whether Democrat, Republican, can that man or woman say anything and be worried about the person in their inner circle going out and whistleblowing? That's my question, Denise. That's the question.
Not about
what happened.
I think that's a good question, but I just disagree with your analysis, because that is exactly why the whistleblower statutes were enacted.
But
to protect people that are in the inner circles from having to be oppressed by their boss, if you will, speaking out about crimes.
But oppressed, what's their definition of oppressed, or their definition? I'm talking, this is different than you or I or anybody else. This is a very high security person in the inner circle that has these, that has to do these oaths that they can't say anything, that they hear, that is protection of our government. Again, you and I don't know all those details and all those laws, but that's one of the questions I was just kind of wondering. I wonder if there's going to be an issue there or not.
I think the bigger issue, and I'm just going to put it right out there, releasing the transcripts of the calls between two foreign presidents, it should not have happened.
Right.
And now we are scaring every single one of our allies and our enemies that we're going to release those candid expressions of conversations. And I think that is really bad. I think that's along the security dangers that we have now and face. We have Putin now coming out.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All I gotta to say, Cal, if you're listening, I know you're resting in bed or maybe on the beach listening. All I got to say is one thing and one thing only. Listen, O'Sullivan's got some pretty cool music that he's leading into. It's a little more hip than the 50s and the 60s and the 40s stuff that Cal uses. So I think we're going to learn a few extra genres today with Chris O'Sullivan at the board. So thank you, Chris, for mixing it up and giving us something different. So, hey, so I'm flying home from Cleveland. Got this? Picture this. And now, how many of you out there, this has happened? I'm flying home from Cleveland. I'm ready to go to the airport, and I'm in the West Coast. I live in the West Coast. And I get this text. Your flight has been canceled. Not delayed, canceled. And so I look at it, and they rebook me for much later, which really messes my wife and I up, especially my the situation is, and they rebook me. That I've been trying to figure out how to say this without being an arrogant lawyer. And I can't without just being an arrogant lawyer. I fly first class. When I fly long distances, and Denise, you know this, I'm tall. I'm almost 6'3". I'm, 210, 220? Wait a minute.
That's a warm 220.
Yeah, maybe 275. Maybe closer to 275. And I can't sit in a seat for a long distance. So I get this, and they rebook me in coach. And okay, all those people, we're coach people. Oh, whoa, Fred Penny's a big first class person. Okay, listen, I do it because I'm just too tall and uncomfortable, and I promise you do not want to sit by me in coach. So I said, well, what's up with this? So I call him back. I said, well, what do you mean? What's going on? We canceled the flight. Why? And by the way, this is American Airlines. I'm going to put it out there, American Airlines. And I was not happy, but I was very kind, and I was not rude. And I said, okay, then just put me in the first class. Like, I paid for first class. It wasn't cheap. Nope, only have coach for you. They had one first class seat, but other ones are all coach. I said, I can't do that. So long story short, I rescheduled, okay? The issue is, I said, then I want my money back. What's the options to get my money back? And I said to myself, I know if you go back and look at our podcast at RadioLawTalk.com, we have talked about this before. But I said to myself, I better go back and listen to my podcast because I know there's rules and regulations about what they have to do. But here's the issue, and I'm going to throw one out there. So I call and I get and I say, we need refunds. And the issue is they promised us refunds and they never got it to us because there's rules about when you have to get refunds. Because one of the laws is, by the way, those of you out there, if they cancel your flight, you have to get you can get a full refund, even if it is a non-refundable ticket. You get and there's certain time periods they have to do it. They have to do it as soon as possible. And I didn't get my refund and I was pretty upset. And so I said to myself, and I called them again. I'm telling you, I spent so much time with American Airlines trying to get my refund, and we finally got it. Now, I just got a partial for my wife, but I flew later. I was able to take a few days a later flight so I can get in first class and I can sleep comfortably. But let me tell you, I'm gonna go with a shout out to American Airlines. They stepped up. I complained. They did the thing. They refunded the money. They gave me vouchers. So it all comes out to be a good story. But I say to myself, everyone out there on my radio show, I gotta talk about this. And by the way, good job, American Airlines. Thank you for stepping up to the plate. You realize you messed up and you took care of me. So there you go. But what are the laws, Denise? What's the laws? Okay. So the first thing you have to understand, if you have any of these issues we're talking about, if you are flying within the United States, remember these apply only within the United States. If you're flying from Bangkok, Hong Kong or whatever, or Bangkok or where's Bangkok? Is that Thailand? You're flying from Hong Kong and you come to the States, there's different laws. I want you to understand that. Also, make sure that those countries have their own laws about airlines. So double check that. So what if your flight's delayed? Do you get a refund, Denise? Do you get your money back? Yes or no?
No, you don't.
No, you don't. With the exception, it could, unless it's a major delay for a super long period of time.
Yeah, like a substantial.
Substantial, but that is a vague vague notations that you have to determine.
Because it hasn't been defined yet by the Department of Transportation.
That's exactly right. But airlines are required to provide you with information about your changes in the status of your flight if you're departing within 7 days, okay? If it's more than earlier than 7 days, like 6 days, 5 days, then the rules change a little bit. So just remember that. The other question is, what if your flight's delayed? Under the law, can you just switch to a different flight? Let's see. The brake chatter is on there. Okay, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, the information, if it's delayed, can you switch to a different flight? Possibly. It depends upon the airlines. You can do that. But if it's significantly delayed, and the key word significantly, the Department of Transportation does not, and I repeat, does not define significant delay. So you can't do that. So remember, cancellation, you can get your refund. They have to do that. A lot of times they'll give you a voucher too if it is a substantial issue that occurred. Here's the other question. If your flight's canceled, what happens if you are supposed to go on a cruise or you've already got a hotel room or your cab fare and your food voucher? The general answer, again, these are general rules. Again, general rules, talk to a local council, is no. You can't get that if your flight was canceled. So can they reimburse you for expenses? The answer is generally speaking, no. Your baggage, you know, if you pay baggage fee, yes. That's the situation. But there are all these federal laws and regulations. I'll throw it up on our Twitter account or Instagram or our Facebook page to help you out. So that's important. But any other issues, contact a local lawyer. But remember, it's very important to note that if they cancel your flight, say, I want my refund right now, even if it's non-refundable.
And also note that you can file a complaint with the Department of Transportation if you don't get your refund. So there's a process for you to get your money back.
Yeah, and you can go to the Department of DOT's got, they've got websites you can go to. You can look up the laws and issues. So there you go. That's my aviation story, and I wanted to talk about the laws briefly so you can understand them. Again, seek local counsel. And speaking of aviation, the first settlements in the Boeing plane accident in Indonesia have come about, Denise. And sad story, because those are those brand new Boeing planes. Boeing's a wonderful.
Yeah, the MAX, the 737 MAX.
But I'm telling you, what a wonderful, seriously, a great company that this record is impeccable. They've settled their first lawsuits. Now, it's supposedly what is going on is approximately $1.2 million, approximately, is going to each of the families of those who passed away in these accidents, the one that was in Indonesia.
Yeah, there was 189 people that were killed in that Indonesia flight, and not all of those victims, if you will, are going to get the $1.2 million because only 50 lawsuits have been brought about. So it doesn't really cover all the victims, but it covers many of the victims.
Yeah, and also we've got the Ethiopian Airlines that crashed in March of 2019 that killed 157 people. That's still an issue coming up, too. So we'll see what happens there. So that's wrapping up our hour, Denise. We've had actually a lot of fun here, first hour, you and I and Chris and Seth Madden without Cal and without Todd Kunin, that I'm going to send out a tweet, and you're going to see exactly where he is on the beach. So we're going to be back in hour number two. Don't forget to go to www.radiolawtalk.com or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, and you can talk to us. But if they want, they got 30 seconds left. I just don't know what to say anymore.
I would say join us for the next hour, because we're going to talk about a lot of exciting topics.
No, I think we should just keep silence. Let's just go. Let's go both silent.
We'll
be back.
Out.
See you, man.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. you'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.